Do we have a motion to come out of closed executive session?
I'll make a motion.
I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, and have you guys had a chance to look over the minutes?
Yes.
Do we have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve June 11, 2026.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. Board President's report, I don't have any. Oh. Sarah has a vice president's.
Oh, no, I don't know what it is. It's the kickoff meeting on the 14th over in Millard. I can't go, but I don't have the details, so we just need.
We'll let him give them that. Yeah, will you give us the details on the kickoff meeting?
I don't know if they said all the time and stuff. They just said it's on the 14th, the teacher kickoff.
I think we're starting at 9. Lucina's got the schedule.
Lucina sent an email.
Yeah, I just knew I can't go. I'll be out of town either.
We have a gentleman that came earlier this year and worked with the secretaries. And I'm also bringing in a gentleman named Matt Quackenbush. He's an LCSW, but he's primarily the Wasatch Front trauma. He works with trauma with first responders. And he deals a lot with life. And he's probably going to be a person that I might interview him first on there. Looking forward to hearing from him. Some of the things expressed by our teachers on burnout, trying to juggle family and work. He has some really good tools to help with that. So we're doing some giveaways.
I'm excited about the giveaways.
It'll be a fun day. It's not going to be a super long day because it's Friday. Good. And I did originally moved it because I could not get Matt Quackenbush could not do the Thursday, but he did have a Friday open. He travels quite a bit and it's hard to get, so.
Awesome, that's exciting. All right, business administrator.
I don't have anything, so.
Oh, the audit people are coming.
Okay, yeah, we are closing out the year. We've got the auditors coming August 17th, but.
And he's ready for
big.
He is all ready for them. He is prepared.
Of course he is.
All his stuff ready.
We'll be ready. Yeah, we will be ready.
No, he is ready. Corey's on the ball.
All right, and
you have good.
You guys, that we can kind of piggyback that with the bills and financials. You two are on the committee.
Everything looked really good. We went over everything. The year closed out great. We were. I don't know. Our percentage was good. The numbers looked great. The budget comparison, and I don't know. Jim was in there. He got caught up in another meeting. But like, I mean, it was like -1.95%. Is that what that means? Like,
so year over year, just like
just under.
Our
but,
operating fund, which is Fund 10, had less than 1% increase year over year, so pretty good.
So like, yeah, like our numbers were great. Yeah, the list and, but yeah, we are in good shape. Corey has all the numbers.
He's a good budgeter, Phil.
Oh my gosh, he is. And right. He tracks it well.
Do we have a motion to approve consent items? And this is one with the
exception. I'll make the motion to approve the consent items with the personnel exception that we discussed in the closed executive session.
You have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. And we will skip down to action items. I think we're going to hold off on the approval of the policies, right?
Yeah, we have that meeting on the 17th.
We'll look at that a little bit more.
And we'll get it published. Like posted, Corey, that 17th work session, because we still have
yes,
to post it,
will.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we have ratification to the Delta South Elementary fundraising. We just need to approve.
That they just have the two.
That they just have the two fundraisers.
I'll make the motion to approve the two fundraisers for the Delta South Elementary. The one for the
26-27?
Yeah, for the 26-27 school year, the one for the PBG, the PBG group, and the one for the school fundraiser.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Next, we have possible approval of the fourth volleyball.
We're gonna table this.
Table that, yep. Approval of, have you guys had a chance to look over the Millard School District Counseling Program?
Well, I just clicked on it, it was just a letter from Brad, like it just says please approve the program, but it doesn't say anything.
And he was gonna come and he did not.
To ensure that every student has access, school counselors do much more.
I think Lucina did tell me yesterday that he wasn't planning on coming, so I think he's just planning on having it.
Well, what is?
It's typically once a year, the board just has to approve that we're.
Cause he's the director over counselors as well.
So that they're, we're working with the state mandates, they have things called toolboxes, all that's going on. So it's just a formality.
Approving the.
Just that we're gonna, yeah.
All right, I make the motion, we approve the comprehensive counseling program for Millard School District.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. And the Delta North mascot.
I would like to see them turn into rabbits.
You'd like to make a motion?
I would like to make a motion that Delta North Elementary School turn into the rabbits to form the sense of community and belonging. Those kids can wear those shirts to the ball games. They can feel like they're, I don't know, part of the fan base, right?
Unite the community.
Right.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thanks.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Delta North are now the bunnies.
What? Well, they don't have to be bunnies.
Rabbits.
What day are we doing the review for?
They can be rabbits. They can
the
be Bob the bunny. They can
Monday
be
the
whatever they want. Okay. But they're red and white, and they are Delta.
We are Delta.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Communications.
I can be hated. I don't care.
We're pretty good with that. We're moving on to public comment. Did you have anything you wanted to share? Not to put you on the spot.
Nope. I've just never been, so I wanted to like see what
I love it. Thanks for coming.
Oh, really?
All right. Well, with that, we're going to go back into closed executive session. We need a motion.
Wait. Our comments?
Oh,
board you? Member comments.
What?
Could you introduce yourself?
I'm Erica Harrison. I work as a math mentor over at Fillmore Middle School. So then I'm also working with, I'm gonna teach, Derek Dearden has given me a chance to teach careers in law enforcement at the high school.
That's awesome.
So spring semester, so.
Well, welcome. So you'll mentor like part of the day and then you'll teach that class?
Yeah, so I'll teach, so when I help with in sixth grade math at the middle school, and then like the afternoon when I teach at the high school, then I'll go over and mentor.
See, this is that's why we awesome. Need to go to a 5x5. See, that would be a fun class to offer. Like, we have that option.
I've been trying to because I'm a criminal justice major.
Okay,
and I've been really trying, but they're like, oh, we aren't hiring any teachers or anything like that. That's my thing. I was like, I asked and I tried to do intro to criminal justice, but they're like, we're not hiring teachers, and so.
Cool opportunity.
I think that, yeah, I think they're.
You've got a long commute to the high school, though.
Yeah, it's right across the street.
Yeah. I think kids would love that class. Like, I think you'll have.
Well, I have for my careers in law enforcement, I've already talked to a DEA agent, so they're going to come and talk to the kids, to the students, and I've even talked to like a FACA member, so they're going to come and talk to them. So I have like my list that I'm getting, and so It'd be really cool, and I'm like trying to kind of try new things. I don't know.
I think that's awesome.
Thank
you. I just need a little bit of leeway, and you know.
Bikers against
child abuse.
Okay.
Yeah, bikers against child abuse. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I was going, is it against drunk driving? That doesn't work.
No, then I talked to the county sheriff and stuff, and they're going to get, because I have to like decorate the room and everything. Derek Durian's going to give me a classroom and stuff. So I've got to like get like posters, and I have friends at the FBI that they're going to get me a bunch of like stuff to like hang on the walls and stuff.
That'd
like
be
that.
Cool.
So, I don't know. So I'm hoping, and then, Derek Dearden had just said that we'll see how this year, because I think there was only like 12 or 14 that had registered for the class, and so we'll see if he can get more the following year.
Yeah, gather
it
the
builds.
Interest.
Yeah, so cool. We'll see, because with me working at the middle school, and then some of the kids know who I am, so I don't know.
Right. Maybe board member Adams could come.
He's forgotten everything.
He can come
that
like
not
oh,
true.
He can't yeah, be a special. But I was like, he could come twist the guns on his fingers, you know, show him how to just do. You probably can't do that.
I'm really sure to get approval by all of the administrators.
Could
like,
you ever do that?
Like, just come and guess me.
So. That's funny.
It'll be good.
You know what? He could put on the bad suit. They,
I was
you
trying
know,
to bring, like, the canine to come in. Yeah. And then, so.
That would be fun, Ian.
All right, well, should we move on to board member comments before we go into our
yep.
session?
So, I don't have a whole lot, but I thought it was pretty exciting, or I thought we represented Miller County well, as I know that there have been several teams and extracurricular teams and everything else that went to Beaver and help them do cleanup.
That was really good.
And I thought that was great. That's and then we went to one of the community update meetings for the fire over there, and the mayor said the most poignant phone call he got was from the mayor of Beaver, who called and asked if there was anything that they could do for them.
And Fillmore, that is.
Yeah, that's pretty.
That's nice.
That's pretty good. I mean, I can't wait to see him on the wrestling mat. I hope we smoke him. But
that besides being said.
Yeah, but I thought it was pretty
good. You guys
cool,
can make a special night of that.
Well, so one of my sons went down there actually with the football team, and he said, I've never seen anything like that. He said it was just tremendous, the amount of damage that they've been through. And I think it taught those kids.
Like going to a third world country,
yeah,
wasn't
little
it?
Bit.
Yeah,
a little bit.
A little bit of humanitarian work, which is
good. Oh, it's
good.
So good for them.
Yeah, so
it.
Good.
So, anyway, I mean, that's really all I had, so.
Diane?
I just am here to try and make us great again. Bring back the pride,
one
bring back
bunny
the
at a time.
Yeah, one bunny at a time. Bring back the accountability.
With two ears.
two ears, not three. I want it to be an excellent year with people, students, and adults making great decisions, being accountable, stop it. And I think we have the population to do it if we could just, I don't know, keep the commandments.
We're going to pray together.
Yeah, yes, that's right.
Good luck editing.
All right. Anyway, Sarah? I don't have much to say either. So.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
I am so excited for the upcoming school year. It's weird only having two kids in school now, but here we go. I did want to say congratulations, Diane sent it to us, but to Danielle Carter for being a Teacher of the Year finalist.
Yes.
I'm like, that's exciting.
That's
something to celebrate. We should bring her in for honorary
yes.
excellence.
They wanted to. I don't think she was available.
She wasn't able to.
Yeah.
She's at her interview today. Yeah.
Anyways, oh, I hope not a job interview.
No, we're the committee.
For the
oh,
okay.
Yeah.
And she's the sped teacher at
yeah.
I was
the
like,
middle school.
Better not be
yeah.
a job interview.
How long has she been there?
I don't know.
Because I don't know if I'm acquainted with her.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's awesome.
Yeah, but thank you. Because I was like, that's exciting. Something good to celebrate. And also, I know soccer had a game yesterday, girls soccer. I think tennis, not good. They got mercy rolled by that time. But I'm sure you guys have sports starting soon. I know, like, football has a red and white. Like, Volleyball has their first games. I know our first home, but we have a lot of games before school even starts. So I just want to say good luck to fall sports. They're coming up. It's exciting times. Even the clubs, I drove the girls over that attended Girl State this summer, and they were so cute. They'll be seniors this year to go to the county commission meeting. And just talking about how excited they were for upcoming FBLA. And just the different clubs they're involved in, and they were telling me about it, and how they wanted to recruit people to be parts of the different clubs, and it's exciting times. And homecoming week, I know ours is really early this year. It's like September 11th, yeah.
Oh, is it?
So they were, and then they were worried about getting dates.
September 11th?
It is, it's September 11th. And they're like, well, we might have to find boys to ask us before school starts. It was just cute to talk to them, and the excitement in the air for school starting, and all the fun things that come along. And again, only to have two kids in school is kind of a weird thing this year, so for me. But anyways, I'm excited, and it's going to be a great year, and good luck with the kickoff meeting. Sorry I can't be there. I would love to come, but I'll be sitting up north while my kids flying to meet the consulate and back. And anyways, I just won't make it down, but there's exciting good things happening this year. It's going to be a great year.
It's going to be a great
year. We're excited, and we're all bunnies.
And we're all rabbits, except for you guys.
And that's okay.
You can be eagles, or you can have them be seagulls, whatever you want to be.
Actually, I wear a red tie for you, Diane.
Thank you.
What about for us?
Well, for you too.
You're red too, Jim. I wore blue dress for Ian, not you, Jim.
I wore both.
I wore these bracelets and this centurine blue turquoise.
I have to wear a long dress for my toes.
I would like to second all that sentiment. Sentiment, not sediment. No,
yeah, rocks. That's going to settle right
sentiment.
Now.
It'll hit like a rock.
Sorry.
I look forward to a new year, too. I see all of our teachers and administrators working really hard, all of our coaches out getting stuff going. So I want to wish everyone good luck on the first day of school. I appreciate our communities. I hope that fire goes out ASAP.
Yes,
we need some
too.
Rain.
Yes.
Oh. And I look forward to another good year, 26-27 school year.
Let's go.
I wanted to echo a little bit what Ian said. I went with those students over there, and I was able to get them into like some of the worst impacted parts of the flood, and it's a pretty humbling experience for anyone, especially teenagers, to, you know, you're picking up like dressers and mirrors. We had a group of kids that found photo album, and they were trying to see if they could identify things. The volleyball team came later and worked on a home even further up, and there was just a ton of gratitude for the kids from the community there. So
I think it's awesome they did that.
I was just so proud. I really was. And I'm also very excited to get school going and be able to be in the schools with the goals that I have set. And I'm really looking forward to trying to see if we can get this thing off the ground, interviewing and getting some positive messages out to the community regularly about the great things that are going on in our schools and the great leaders that teach the kids.
And I just echo everything. I'm excited for the school year to start, partially because my kids are driving me crazy staying up so late, and I need them to be on a schedule like I'm on. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for your support. Appreciate Randy. You've been great to work with.
We had him untucked his shirt a couple times this summer.
So, yeah, no, I'm just looking forward to the year starting, so thank you.
All right. And with that, do we have a motion to move into closed executive session?
Let's go back into closed executive session.
Roll call vote.
For
the character, second, excuse me. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Jim Stevenson, yes.
Ian Adams, yes.
Diane.
Hey. Oh, me, yes.
Sarah Richards, yes.
Going home.
Tiffany Nelson, yes.
Okay.